Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Kurt Palfrey. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Vic Rosnovsky. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pete Rickard. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Pete Rickard. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Ward. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry McNairtney. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Sandy Alomar. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. And now, play ball. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blair moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. Blair moves to third. Two outs. Kurt Palfrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfrey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Blair scores. Robinson moves to third. It's 1-0, Orioles. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson. Buford reaches second base with a double. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Buford moves to third. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito takes first base on ball four. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 0. The Orioles will come to bat. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Johnson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bulfari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Blair moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rickard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Buford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Blair. Buford reaches second base with a double. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bulfari hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ward scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bulfari for the out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive towards third. Buford reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosnovsky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1. And the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0-for-1 in the game. McNairtney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Rickert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickert is 0-for-1 in the game. Rickert strikes out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Blair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Snyder moves to second. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar bunts towards the mound. Rickert fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Horland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horland is 0-for-1 in the game. Horland bunts towards first. Bulfari scoops it up and throws to first, with Johnson covering, for the out. Alomar moves to second. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rickert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bulfari hits a pop-up towards third. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-2 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rickert fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mo Drabowski now pitching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hanson takes first base on ball four. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Jerry McNairtney. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is hit by the pitch. Hanson moves to second. Gary Peters pinch runs for Smokey Burgess. Wayne Causey pinch hits for Sandy Alomar. Stu Miller now pitching. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hanson scores. Peters moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. J.C. Martin pinch hits for Joe Horlin. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. J.C. Martin now catching. Ken Berry now playing left field. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Wayne Causey now playing second base. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosnovsky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Bellinger hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stu Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Buford hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Johnson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-3 in the game. Agee hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Snyder strikes out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Blair takes first base on ball four. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Ward strikes out. One out. Ron Hanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hanson is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Hanson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Berry. The throw from Rosnovsky and he is out, Bellinger applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Palfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfari is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Palfari strikes out. 1 out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky is 0 for 3 in the game. Rosnovsky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ward scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rosnovsky for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.